Welcome to the Carlina Show, where ordinary people share their hero's journey. Today on the show, I sit down with my friend Debbie Lawrence, and we have a conversation more than an interview. Debbie and I went to see the president in Chattanooga on Sunday. And after we went, I told a couple friends about it, and they had questions about the event and questions about Debbie. And I thought it might be helpful or interesting for people to hear the two of us discuss our experience going through the lines and waiting to see the president speak. And so I reached out to those friends and asked what questions they had. If the two of us were to sit down, what questions would they have? What would they want to know? And so Debbie and I sat down yesterday and we discussed the reasons why we went, our expectations, our fears about going, what we saw, who we met there, a couple of surprises we both had, and our biggest takeaway. So I hope you enjoyed this conversation we have. And without further ado, I bring you Debbie Lawrence.
All right.
Okay. All right. So actually, how about we start? Just tell me a little bit about you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I originally grew up north in Maine, lived in Massachusetts 7 years before moving here, but I've been here since 2000, so for quite a long time. So definitely my home now. Chattanooga is my home now.
So 2000, okay.
So this October was 18 years that I've lived here.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay. And what was your family's politics growing up?
Definitely Republican.
Uh-huh.
Conservative Republican is what I grew up with.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty much everybody that I knew growing up was.
Okay.
For sure. Yeah.
And were you religious?
Yes. My family was very religious.
Mm-hmm.
And, it was, when I moved out of the house, I kind of got away from that.
Mm-hmm.
Not to say I have any problem with it or anything like that, but, I definitely moved away from, of how conservative that was,
mm-hmm.
that upbringing.
And what, sure. What religion?
Seventh-day Adventist.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And talk a little bit about you now, like what people should know about you now.
I like to consider myself very open-minded, which is why I think both of us ended up going to the rally together,
because mm-hmm.
We both know that we're both, okay with whatever each other thinks politically. But I definitely consider myself to be Republican, but I'm more middle of the road than definitely, like we talked about, there's kind of the far left and right, and then there's the middle, mm-hmm. And I, on some issues, I'm kind of more on one side than the other.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not all one-sided for mm-hmm. sure. So I've realized, especially with the political climate the last couple of years that, there's a lot of things I don't necessarily agree with on both sides, and a lot of things I do, but you kind of have to pick, the majority, like which, side is what I believe in mostly or what I want mostly. Mm-hmm. So, that's kind of where I stand on those kind of things. So,
yeah.
But, I was the same as you, first time a president has been here that I had an opportunity to go.
Mm-hmm.
So there's been presidents here before, but I've not had the opportunity to go.
Right.
So.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Well, I guess I'll share.
What about you?
Yeah. The tables are turned.
Yes.
So I grew up in rural upstate New York, and my dad drives a tractor trailer. He drove a tractor trailer back then. And my mom didn't drive until I was a senior in high school. So I was very isolated, I guess you could say.
Mm-hmm.
And we weren't religious. Both of my parents' families, their siblings and parents, were religious, but we weren't. We never went to church. But I had a lot of influence with church, so I had a lot of friends that invited me. So I went to church, to Catholic church, and evangelical, I guess, non-denominational, Jehovah Witness. So I had a lot of exposure to church. And I never remember being political or paying attention to politics growing up until I went to college. And that's when I went to Ithaca College, which is like a little liberal oasis
in upstate
New York. And my world just changed. So I learned a lot about politics there. And I guess I became an idealist, and I guess you could say a lot of my life has been, I registered as a Democrat, mm-hmm. and a lot of my life, I guess up until maybe recently, I would have considered myself a far left liberal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
And then I guess within the last couple of years or so, I've met far left liberals and realized that is not me.
Right.
And I have come a lot closer to the center, although I'm still registered Democrat. I'm still a lot closer to the center. So so that's kind of my political religious mm-hmm. background in a nutshell. And so let's bring ourselves back to, I guess it was a week ago or so, when we found out that Trump was coming to Chattanooga. There were tickets that were available, and I think maybe I just mentioned, oh, Trump's coming to Chattanooga, and you had like this face,
like uh-oh,
and I was like, oh, she's going. I was like, and I think maybe you, I don't know, do you remember that day?
Yeah, oh, I do.
What do you remember? And,
well, you said, I think we should go. It's like, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Because I totally didn't think you would be interested in going, so I probably wouldn't have said anything, but I think I said something about him, and so.
Well, and I totally didn't think I would be interested in going, but I saw your face, and I was like, oh, it might be fun to go with Debbie. I don't know, so. So what were your motivations for going?
Well, I just, you know, honestly, I, first of all, I mean, having a president in town, I thought it was really exciting, mm-hmm. obviously. I just think that I'm not ever really around people who are Republicans, I guess, because besides like my family, obviously, right. but mm-hmm. so I was like, oh, it'll be kind of nice to be surrounded by people that think the same as I do, you uh-huh. know, you know,
right.
Cause I'm not really used to that. So I thought it would be interesting and fun. And I just thought it was a good opportunity. It probably wouldn't happen very often in my lifetime, you know, where I could actually go see, you know, a sitting president, and I just thought it might sound exciting.
Yeah. And I thought, you know, I've never seen a sitting president of, you know, the United States, and I thought it would be an experience to mm-hmm. go and just and check it out. And I know what I've seen on the news about his rallies uh-huh. and the short clips they have and the different things that are said, and part of me wanted to go just to see if my impression was the same or if it was different, uh-huh. you know, if I saw something different.
Yeah.
And what fears did you have? If any?
I didn't really have any fears. I mean, I think the words probably sniper and bomb may have gone through my head here and there when uh-huh. I was really, you know, like, I think I'm going to go. I was more of the large, you know, what's the worst that could possibly happen in my head, you mm-hmm. know, is what went through my head, where, you know, my husband and my daughter were more like, there's going to be protesters there, and what if they throw things at you, and things uh-huh. like that. And I'm like, well, I really wasn't worried about that, because I feel like when you're face to face with people, it's different. And mm-hmm. I knew that there would be, you know, a police force present, and you know, I just, I don't know, I wasn't really real worried about that aspect of it. So, which, you know, us standing in line, you know, was super interesting.
Oh yeah, yeah.
What about you? Well, I mean, did you feel like you had any fears about it before we went?
So I had a couple different fears. First of all, I thought this is going to be a really big event with a lot of people, and I don't like being around a lot of people.
Yeah.
So I was afraid that there was going to be some sort of you know, a bomb or something going off, or and
a
stampede. Yeah. And so that I was worried about that, and then also I worried about, like, what would my friends think about me if I go? You know, like, are they? What kind of reaction am I going to have? Because there are, you know, people who would, who would have reactions to me going. And so I think one of the first things I said to you was that I was going to go, like, incognito. I was going to go to Target and get,
and then
you know, like, really thick rimmed glasses and a hat and a scarf and a ski mask and all that. And then it was kind of funny because when we showed up, you're like, you're the one with a hat and the glasses.
I know. I was like, didn't even look like myself, and I was bundled up because I thought I was going to freeze to death.
Yes, that's right. So, yeah, yeah. So, what were your first impressions?
I was a little relieved that it seemed like they had kind of a designated area for the protesters. But really, I was... It was a lot calmer than I thought it would be. Yeah, there was the occasional screaming person or somebody with a megaphone, but it wasn't, you know, wasn't anything crazy. You know?
Describe the people around you in the in line, around us in line.
I think most of the people around us were pretty, you know, I think everybody was pretty happy to be going in. I think everybody was excited. You know, I think most everybody handled the whole, you know, having protesters yelling things at you pretty well, except for maybe one lady.
Right, right. Yeah. So when we first got there, the line wrapped around the arena, and we walked for a little bit until we got up to the protesters.
Yeah.
And I remember, like, behind us, there were a couple, there were two couples behind us, and there was one guy who was just by himself ahead of us. We talked to him for a little bit.
Yeah, we did talk to him. Yeah.
He's from Knoxville originally and lives in Chattanooga now. And so we just kind of talked to people, and it kind of reminded me of, like, being in the line for, like,
a concert.
A concert, or a football game or something like that, where you're just standing in line waiting for the time to pass and talking to people around you and showing each other's pictures and all. And it's funny because when I told a couple of friends that I went, one of their questions was, like, are they all, like, pro-Trump and, like, just talking? I'm like, no.
Like, maniacal, like, in line?
Yeah, people don't, like, stand in line for 2 hours and talk politics. Like, no, they're just waiting to get inside and wondering, you know. So, and then I thought it was interesting with all of the vendors walking by with the wheel, with the wagons.
Yeah.
And do you remember the, are there any in particular you remember?
The one guy that kept, he was yelling, and at first I didn't know what was going on. I didn't realize it was a vendor. I was like, oh God, somebody's escaped the protesting area.
Yeah.
Coming down, and then I realized he was trying to, he was selling a t-shirt or hat or something. But I also noticed that you were a lot more observant than I was during this whole process. You kept pointing out things, and I was like, oh, yeah, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But I forget what he was yelling. It was something like...
don't be a Democrat, buy a hat or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. It was, I don't remember. And he was, like, yelling it at the top of his lungs. He was pretty exuberant about it.
Yeah, so. And then, like, 15 minutes later, he passed by and he's like, I sold everything!
Yeah, we're sold out! He was very excited
about
that.
Very excited. He'd probably been out there since 9 a.m.
Probably.
We got there at, what, 3?
Yes, 3. Yeah,
yeah, so.
Yeah.
I guess I would be excited
too. There were a ton of vendors.
It seemed
like a lot.
Right, right. Okay, so now we get up to the protesters.
Yep.
And so I remember telling you, like, oh no, I bet I know people in there.
I know, I was a little concerned about who we might see there, but then I was like, oh well, you know, so what? You know, but we did see a couple couple people that we knew.
Yeah.
But I don't think anybody really saw us. Uh-huh. But yeah, it was that, you know, there was a couple screaming people, but
right.
not anything
yeah.
you know, too crazy.
Yeah. I think what bothered me, cause there was a lot of different chanting going on.
Yeah.
And, when they're saying no KKK, no fascist USA or
yeah,
something
like the guy
like that.
In front of us turned around and was like, I think we just got called not, we're just called
Nazis.
We got called Nazis.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Yes.
Which on, if my husband were there, that would have been very bad.
Why?
I'm glad he didn't come.
How come?
He would not be able to react to that.
Yeah.
You know, because
yeah.
some people that's, you know, it's just like, especially when you know it's not anything even close or near that. And it's just, it's hurtful because,
right.
you know, it's just as bad to us as it is to them. You
right.
know? So,
yeah.
Yeah, that was like, and he took it pretty well, that guy. He was just like very calmly, like, I think we just got called Nazis.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, there was a lot of the chanting, a lot of chanting.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember all of the chants that they did, but they had a few different ones that they were using for the most part.
Yeah. Yeah.
Something with Trump in it, obviously, but...
Yeah, I can't remember
yeah.
everything they said, but...
Love Trump's hate. That was the biggest one, love Trump's hate.
Right,
which
yeah.
kind of really doesn't...
Right.
Make a whole lot of sense, but
yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, I think we're both loving people.
Yeah. Well, I know I am.
Yeah, so
I love
it too.
Pretty much everybody.
I know. yeah. So, but so anyway, so then we turned the corner.
Yeah.
And then we ended up at some point two lines merging together and,
yes.
and wrapping around
yes.
and so. Can you remember, like, just some of observations you had while we were in that big, long line?
Well, I think when the lines started merging together, it was like, all I could envision was, like, we're all over here, like, we've been waiting all this time, and they're
yeah.
going to cut, and I'm like, and then all of a sudden, I'm like, well, they're probably just saying the same thing about us, because they don't know where we came from,
right,
you know?
Right.
So I think, you know, I was glad that merge happened very easily and peacefully.
Right.
And the other thing I liked was the line was moving pretty quickly,
mm-hmm.
which is surprising because, you know, you think about how long it took you and I to get through security, which wasn't that long.
Right.
But you're stopping.
Yeah.
They're going through your stuff. And then, you know, you got frisked pretty good.
Yeah.
I felt like.
Yeah.
I didn't.
I looked dangerous,
at least
I
didn't
I think.
Feel like I did.
Yeah.
But maybe I was just nervous. I wasn't paying attention. Who knows?
I don't know. He took my water bottle.
Yes, I know. That was sad.
Yes.
I wish I could have caught a picture of the look on your face when he was like, you can't have this. And you were like, oh, like, fine. Here. Just take it. Just throw it away.
Oh, goodness. So, okay. So before we got inside the building, there we wrapped back around.
Yes, and around. And around.
Right. And at one point, we were near
the protesters.
And... So how do you remember, like, that little situation that happened?
There was the lady in front of us.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, there was a lady in front of us with a young daughter that looked to be about 10 or 11, mm-hmm. maybe 12 at the most, but I think 10 or 11 probably.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd been totally normal and fine, but all of a sudden she just kind of turned around towards the protesters and kind of stepped out from the line a little bit,
mm-hmm.
probably a foot or two.
Yeah.
And... she was yelling something, but I'm not sure what she was yelling because
uh-huh.
I didn't realize what she was doing at first. And then I'm watching her. I'm like, what is she yelling? And
yeah.
then all of a sudden she like flips the bird.
Right.
And turns around and I'm like, that's nice. That was nice.
Why does that bother you that she did
because
that?
Because it's just not a good example to set for your daughter, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no need for that.
Mm-hmm.
There's no reason to act like that, you know. And besides the fact that you're just doing the same thing that the somebody else is doing to you,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's just like if somebody, you know, gives you the bird, you just turn around and give them the bird. It's like, what good does that do? There's just
mm-hmm.
no reason for it. It's just like, you're just lowering yourself to the same level.
Right.
Just no.
Yeah.
And to me, but I think the thing that bothered me the most was the daughter,
mm-hmm.
that she did that in front of the daughter and acted like that. And so she's setting an example
mm-hmm.
of how to behave in situations like that. And it's like, really? That's what you're going to teach her? That,
right.
you know, instead of embracing the event and how, you know, exciting it was and be positive about it. That's what you're going to throw out there.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
I think that's what bothered me the most about it.
Yeah. It bothered me as well. And I think it bothered the people that were around us that saw it. They were like, just don't respond.
I think so too, because nobody, everybody just kind of gave that look. Like, yeah. What are you doing?
Yeah. Because like up until that point, I hadn't seen anybody say anything to the protesters or just kind of
ignore
them. No, that
was the only time I saw anybody give anything back.
Right.
You know, except all of us are kind of holding our phones up, taking pictures and videos. But
yeah.
That was just because it was, right. You know, it was interesting.
Yeah.
It was kind of exciting.
Yeah.
Just to see what was going on and mm-hmm. the signs that they were holding and stuff like that. So.
Yeah. There was definitely a lot to see. And some people, I would say the majority of people were just dressed up in, you know, regular clothes, like expecting, you know, a chance of rain. It was the windy. Probably, 65 or 60 or so?
Yes.
So just people
way warmer than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah. So just people dressed in normal clothes. But then there were a couple people who were dressed up, and it was a little bit like, how would you describe it? Like a football game?
Yeah, like some festive. People, it was a little festive, I thought.
Yeah, because they had music playing, and so it was like a festive atmosphere.
I think everybody was excited, so it just kind of had that excited, you know, feel to it. So, and then I kept laughing because I'd see the occasional person dressed up like in a business suit or, you know, like they're going to a meeting, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm over here in my jeans.
And there's a general with his.
Oh, yeah. We saw some army outfits or uniforms that were,
Okay. So I guess it was just a festive atmosphere, and people were just kind of talking to each other, passing time, we were constantly moving. So there's always new people to see because you were kind of crisscrossing.
I even got talking to that guy in front of us when we got up close that was from New Hampshire, because he commented on my hat. He was like, nice hat, because I had a Patriots hat on.
You had a Patriot, yeah.
And I was like, I was quick to say that, you know, I'm from there.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm not a bandwagon fan. And he was like, yeah, I got my Gronkowski shirt on. He opens his jacket. Then we split again. That was when we split again near the doors. So.
Right. And I remember pretty much the whole time we were in line, because we were in line for 2 hours.
Yeah.
We were commenting about how we don't think we're going to get in because there's just so many people and they've already let so many people through.
Yes.
And so I remember when we got up to the door and they actually let us in and scanned us.
We were so excited.
We were like, oh my gosh, we actually made it in.
For sure.
What were your initial impressions inside?
Well, as soon as we were inside, it was like just compression, which I'm kind of like you with the, you know, I did fine in the line because there was plenty of room. Mm-hmm. I didn't ever feel like we were pressed up against people, but we got in that corridor trying to make it around to the next section where we were supposed to go. And you were leading the way and I'm just holding on because I was like, oh God, and it was like people pressing from every side. And I was just like,
you're holding onto my purse.
Yes. And at first you were like trying to yank on it. And I'm like, it's just me. You're like, oh, okay. But I hated that part of it because it was just so, and I felt like everybody was just kind of rushing, trying to get to the seats, you know, to make sure they didn't miss out on a seat.
Right. But
we were fast. I felt like we were fast.
Yeah.
But that was the worst part. Once we got in, I was fine.
Right. And then we went and we got our seats.
Yep.
And so could you describe the atmosphere, like the people around us?
To me, it seemed very, like everybody was very excited.
Mm-hmm.
Like to me, it just seemed very electric.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody around me, you know, I just felt like everybody around, it was just like, oh, you know, like, oh, you know, all jazzed up. So,
Do you remember, like, who was around, like, who you talked to and where
At first we sat on the end so we could get out easy. Although I was like, once I'm sitting, I'm not even moving.
Yeah.
And then a couple came up and they were headed into two further in seats, but then he asked if anybody was sitting next to us, and I said no. So he sat there. He was like, "Oh, you look nicer than the guy down there." I was like, "Thanks." I think.
Uh-huh.
So he was. I think he was on a date. That was a date because he said something about that to me, like, we're on a date. I have to make it up to her because it was so crowded and trying to get in there and everything. And he was talking about having to take her out to eat after because there was he couldn't get food or drink there.
Oh, yeah. 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 Yeah.
So, which you had fun with that.
Yeah. So, I was determined to get us water bottles.
Because yours was taken.
Because mine was taken, and I need water with me all the time. Yes. Like, I don't go without water. And so I went down there and walked around, and there were lines, the concession stand lines, wrapped around the entire arena. So, like, one line ended and another one began.
Yeah,
and
didn't you say the first time you wrapped around?
Yeah,
and
I walked
you were
the
going again. And
I kept walking, and I walked the entire perimeter of the circle of the arena and until I came back. And there were people waiting for an hour and a half to 2 hours. So at one point, and this was probably an hour or so after we'd been there, I went into the bathroom and I was so thirsty, I started drinking out of the sink.
Yeah.
And the people.
But you said other people were.
Well, so yeah, everybody was so thirsty. So the person next to me started drinking out of the sink, and the next person, and before I knew it, there were six people drinking out of the sink who were so thirsty.
They probably saw you and they were like, okay, it's fine. I can do it too. They were afraid to.
Yeah, because it's kind of funny to,
you
know.
You went down there like at least four times to try and go get in line.
Yeah.
And it was just too much. Every time you came back empty handed, you were like, I couldn't do it. I can't do it. Yeah. It's too much.
Yeah. So, so we come back, we're getting ready. So describe the first couple speakers that came out.
Well, I didn't know everybody, mm-hmm. you know, that spoke. So I liked the first speaker that came out, but I didn't know who he was. And plus, we were behind, mm-hmm. so I couldn't really even see them. And plus, we were so far up.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like this little dot down there.
Right.
But I didn't know who he was, but I thought he did a good job. And he introduced one of the, who did he introduce? Was it Chuck Fleischman that he introduced?
I forget, but there was the pastor.
Oh, yeah. There was a pastor from Abba's house.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That they had invited to say a little prayer to open the ceremony or whatever you want to call it, the rally.
Yeah.
And he almost gave like a little bit of a mini sermon, didn't you think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did you think about that?
I didn't care for it. I wasn't a fan of that. Just because me personally, I'm a fan of separation of church and state. And, you know, so it's kind of odd to me that in a huge arena full of thousands of people, that they're going to have a mini sermon and pray.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, surely there's many people in that audience that aren't Christians,
mm-hmm.
you know. So I kind of didn't like that because it's a kind of an all-inclusive thing and mm-hmm. nobody has the choice because this guy's up front on a microphone. So
mm-hmm.
That made me a little uncomfortable, of course, because I'm like thinking of what people that might be there that aren't Christians would be thinking.
Right.
You know, and how they might feel.
Mm-hmm.
So I wasn't a big fan of that. It's like, I know Christians probably, you know, love that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, see, Trump's Christian, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're saying to themselves. It's like, well, you know, you tell yourself whatever you want. You know? But I wasn't a fan of that. I thought that was a little awkward, you know, to me, you know. And I'm not a fan of, like, a religious fever either.
Right,
so,
So,
luckily it didn't last too long. It's probably what? That whole part, the prayer and the little mini sermon was probably maybe 10 minutes at the most, I think, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what else do you remember about just like the overall tenor of the group?
Well, you know, any chance that got taken up, everybody joins in. And then there was a wave at one point. I wasn't a fan of some of the chanting, just because, I don't know. I just think some things, I guess I just tend to be more middle of the road. So chanting to me just is kind of feverish, I guess. You know, like I feel like you're trying to get everybody all worked up and, and you know, and some of it's just a little over the top for me, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, like, you know, obviously, when the USA gets started, or, you know, it's like, that's great, you know, and my favorite parts probably were the anthem and the pledge to the flag, Mm-hmm. And when Trump came out and they played the when that guy sang America the or which song did he sing? Proud to be an American.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God bless the USA.
That was probably my favorite part, you know, were those parts, you know, parts of it. And it was just, it felt very liberating. It felt kind of like when you hear a really awesome song that you just love so much and you're like, yeah, you know, that's kind of how I felt, you know, it's like, and everybody else around you is feeling the same way.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And everybody's singing.
Everybody's singing. Everybody's, you know, just happy and like, woohoo, you know?
Yeah.
So that part was really fun for me. Yeah.
So yeah, I would agree. I thought it was a very festive atmosphere. Mm-hmm. And I was, you know, I'm an observer, so I'm just observing everybody. And
I'm just over there like, huh, what?
And I'm just, you know, I'm watching people walk up this, like, you know, the arena is very, you know, the steps are very, very steep.
Very.
And so there were a lot of, families,
yes.
A lot of people carrying,
women carrying kids
and babies.
Dads carrying kids.
A lot of older people with canes, like that made it up there. And one thing I noticed that as people were walking up and down, the people that were sitting next to them were just very attentive to like making sure they didn't fall.
Yep.
And so I thought
that. And I saw an older couple was coming up and they were having a hard time finding seats. And so a couple that was sitting there was like waving them over that, you know, hey, you can sit here. And she, even when they got in there, she gave the guy a hug, like, thank you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But I saw a few elderly people that I was like, oh gosh, it made me so nervous because I was so afraid they were just going to toddle over back, you know, because they're tired trying to climb all those stairs.
Because they just been in line for 2 hours.
Yeah. And then they're trying to climb that flight. I was like, oh man, that made me nervous.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, so yeah, then when Trump came out, that was, I mean, the energy in the room. Oh, I remember what I was going to say. So I'm being an observant person, just watching people. And so I've heard all of the chants before, just like I heard pretty much all of the chants at the protesters had before,
right.
You know, so none of it really surprised me.
Yeah.
And so, you know, now like, so there were some chants, of course, that
we're both, empaths.
Yes.
So every time that they would like, you know, the word Democrats mentioned and it's like the whole crowd's like, boo, you know, Nancy Pelosi, boo, you know, Hillary Clinton, boo, you know, like, lock her up and all that. It's just like, I mean, I'm literally like cringing over
there,
especially like knowing that you're a Democrat. I'm like, oh God, like poor Carlina. I'm just like, want to be like, it's okay, you know, but I'm like, no, I'm not going to do that. She's fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, I didn't like that part of it. I'm just like, you know, is that really necessary? That's what I'm thinking in my head, you know. But but like you said, you knew that would probably happen.
I knew it was going to happen. And then and when people were chanting, they were also kind of laughing. So it was like, it was part of the sports game. Like, you know, you shout out something when everybody else does and whatever.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and so there are a lot of times when people were clapping and I thought, no, I'm not going to clap to this.
Yep.
But when they said certain things that I did agree with, I clapped.
Yeah.
Like,
I did the same thing. There were some things I didn't clap at and some things I did. So,
yeah. So, and then, describe when Trump came out and.
Well, I thought it was very odd right beforehand because remember they started playing the weirdest music. Remember that?
Yeah, it was really somber, opera-like music.
It was opera-like, yeah. And I don't know what they were pulling that from, but it really, seriously, the music list beforehand, I was wondering if that was intentional and planned or if it was just off the wall throwing it out there. I didn't know. But there were several artists where I was like, I bet they wouldn't be happy with their playing their song right now.
I know, you know? Yeah.
But I felt like they made some of the music they might be playing to kind of calm the crowd down a little bit before getting them all ramped up. And then like the song right before was kind of, you know, a more upbeat tempo song. I don't remember which one it was, but
yeah.
But I think as soon as he came, you know, got introduced and he came out onto, it was like everybody just went crazy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Everybody stood and everybody kept standing for quite a while.
Uh-huh.
Until finally I was like, my feet hurt. I'm sitting down and this guy's butt is right in my face, but I don't care because my feet hurt.
Right.
But
right.
Luckily everybody sat shortly after that. Mm-hmm. It's like a wave.
Right. You know? Yeah. Yeah. And I was noticing because we were behind the podium and up like really yes. high. And then so from where we sat, I could see like the press area.
Uh-huh.
And so I noticed that, like, right before he was getting ready to come out, all the Secret Service came out and yes. lined up in front of the crowd that was on the floor.
Yes.
And I guess it was right about that point that there were maybe a third or a half of the press yeah. came out.
Like three or four of them?
Maybe? Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that. And so then they got footage of him walking out, and he stopped and he waved, and I noticed he waved in all of the different directions. He turned around and waved yeah. in our direction,
and he'd walk a little further mm-hmm. and do the same thing, walk a little further, just to, I think he was trying to include everybody.
Yeah.
Although I still was like, he needs to turn towards us more.
Yeah.
I'm up here.
Yeah, we got to see the back of his head
yes.
the whole time. Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah. And,
but it was very surreal, I thought,
mm-hmm.
you know, for
right, me. Right. Yeah, yeah. And so then, yeah, the press, they stayed up there and they got some yeah. B-roll with the people in the crowd.
Yes.
And of course, they had already thrown out a bunch of hats
yes.
and everything to the crowd. And yeah. and a lot of people had on hats because
already.
They were selling them, you know, as we walked.
A lot of people, I think, had them even before they got there. Unless
yeah.
they were there. Well, no, because I kept seeing people coming to get in the line that mm-hmm. had
yeah.
gear on, but maybe they had got it right beforehand.
Yeah.
But yeah, there was a ton of people wearing.
Right.
Yeah.
And then the press stayed down there for, I don't know, maybe 3 or 4 minutes or so at
yeah.
the beginning of his speech, and then they, and noticed they all went back, and they all went back at the same time.
Yeah.
So I was just,
that must have been a,
observing that.
A planned thing.
Yeah.
They probably were like, okay, you're up here for this long, and then.
And then you're yeah. back. Yeah. Yeah.
And I think I remember us saying that we would know when he was coming, getting uh-huh. ready, because there was only one security guy out there beforehand.
Right. That we could
and
see,
so then
yeah.
when that whole flood of security men came in, we knew. We
right.
were like, oh, he's coming.
He's coming. Yeah. 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 So, so what are some questions? So what happened was, after we left, because we left when Marsha came on, we were like, all right, let's get out of here.
Yeah.
No offense, but
right.
We wanted to beat the crowd and
yeah.
and go back.
Well,
so.
And apparently he spoke more after that, which I didn't realize. But,
oh, okay.
But,
that's, yeah.
You
yeah.
know, I'm still glad because I really didn't want to get caught in that craziness trying to get out of there.
Right.
So.
Right. So then we had to walk. Yeah. So we walked back.
Yeah.
And were we out there when the
yes, the motorcade.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
And your brother?
Yes.
You want to say anything about that or no?
Well, yes, I won't say his name, but my, uh-huh. my brother was in the pilot car of the motorcade, which is the very first car of the motorcade, so that he got to go to pick up the president from the airport and escort to the event and then back to the mm-hmm. airport. So
okay.
But he didn't get to be inside at all because... You yeah. know, he had to stay in the motorcade, so.
And what does he do?
He's a Chattanooga police officer.
Okay. Okay.
he's at least he said when Obama came, though, he was stuck in a SWAT van for 11 hours. So it was much better this time.
Oh, okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and it turns out there was some other, I found a couple other officers that I knew were there too, but I didn't think to, I was like, you noticed everybody like, oh, I see this person. And I was just mm-hmm. like, you
yeah.
know, not even, I don't know. I just didn't even think to look for people
yeah.
like that, you know,
yeah.
that I don't know. And
yeah.
So.
Okay.
But yeah, so we walked back to the car and then the next day, I think he said you had posted.
Oh, okay. So, no. So what I did is I told a couple of friends.
Oh, okay.
Maybe 3 or 4 friends that I went.
Okay.
And they were shocked
uh-huh.
and had a ton of questions.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, this is interesting, like, that they want to know, and they wanted to know a lot about you. Like, who is this?
Like, I can't believe you're friends with a Republican.
Yeah, like you're an alien or something. They're like, who's this Republican friend of yours? Like, does she breathe, eat, and sleep Trump? And
yes,
I'm like,
yeah, No.
So, anyway, I thought, well, okay.
Well, and you saying that, it just let me throw this out there.
Okay. Okay.
You know, as a Republican, I mean, I don't love Trump. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of things about Trump that I don't like, you know, and then I don't agree with every word that comes out of his mouth. But when you're voting, you have to look at both parties. And you, like I said before, you have to pick the one that you're standing on most of the issues on this side. And that's who you vote for, mm-hmm. you know, and he has his flaws, but so does every president. Mm-hmm. And he happens to be a little more transparent than most people about their flaws.
Yeah.
So they're just out there, you know, so. And I think a lot of people hate that about him because he's just out there with it. Mm-hmm. You know, he's mm-hmm. just, you know, he's not a politician. He's
right.
not that smooth snake in the grass politician, you know. And then some people just aren't used to that and they don't like it, mm-hmm. you know. And me, I'm like, he's rough and, yeah, he's screwed and he says some stupid stuff sometimes. But overall, the things that he's doing, the issues, I'm you know, mm-hmm. I'm happy with. So
yeah,
but yeah, he's not perfect,
right?
By any means.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, I'm not a 100% Trump lover,
right?
All the time.
Yes, yes. And would you say that's the case for most people or a percentage of people?
Oh, yeah. I think a lot of people that I know feel the same way, that, you know, yeah, he's not perfect, you know, and he's not necessarily who we would, you know, choose as a candidate. But I think, you know, I think the majority for our party, they were ready for a change and, mm-hmm. and they liked the way that he handled things because he is kind of just, he's far out there, mm-hmm. you know, he's just, it's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of people are like, well, good. Mm-hmm. That's what we need. Mm-hmm. We're tired of the way things are.
Right.
And he's all about him. He doesn't care what anybody thinks,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
So, and it's not always a good thing, but
right.
sometimes right. it is a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, I think a lot of people, especially women, you know, because of all the things that, and we know, you know, I'm sure he's done a lot of things that we don't like and we're not, you know,
mm-hmm.
he's a man, you know, and a lot of, you know, not all men are like that, but a lot of men are like that. So mm-hmm. I think, you know, a lot of Republican women, that's kind of like, well, you know, that is what it is. But I think a lot of men that have been presidents in office, that's mm-hmm. it's not a new thing.
Right.
You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just like, well, that's not going to turn my vote.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So
we have a whole list of questions.
Mm-hmm.
So then I told these three or four friends or so, I said, well, I'm going to talk to Debbie and we're going to record an episode. And what are some of your questions? And so we got about four pages of questions, but we're only going to ask a few. So
yeah.
I'll let you pick. What questions do you want to answer?
Well, I think some of them we've answered as we've gone through, for
yeah.
sure.
Uh-huh.
What's this one here? Observe, is that what you were talking about, the journalists, when they came in for a little while and then they
mm-hmm.
left? Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, was this about?
Yeah, that's about you.
Oh.
Read
my
it.
My demographic. What
yeah.
is my demographic, age, education, etc.?
Yeah, someone wanted to know that about you.
Well, I'm a woman.
Yeah.
I am, gosh, we'll say mid-40s.
Okay.
Not quite. Close.
Mm-hmm.
Getting there.
Mm-hmm.
Education, I had some vocational school after high school, graduated high school, and then I had vocational school, but not a bachelor's degree or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
I when I moved out of the house, I had no support from my parents, and I could not get a school loan without. I had to include my parents on the request for a loan,
mm-hmm.
Unless I was 25 married or my parents dead.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, I had to include them on there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my dad is a dentist,
mm-hmm.
so they made too much money.
Mm.
So I was just like, well, fine, forget it. I'll just go work.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's, you know, I just started working. That was the end of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I moved here, I started working at a spa and managing a spa, and I went to technical school to just get my massage license because I was managing massage mm-hmm. therapists. And I'm a believer in if you're going to be managing people, you should know their job. Mm-hmm. I'm not a fan of bosses that don't know how to do your job mm-hmm. at all. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I didn't really go to do massage. I went so that, you know, mm-hmm. I could be a better manager. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I don't do that anymore. Mm-hmm. It was very, very stressful, believe it or not. In the spa business, you wouldn't associate stress with that, but it was. So.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. Now I work with you, and I love it.
Oh, I love working with you.
And I love my coworkers. Yes. They're awesome.
Yes.
What else do we have here? Oh, well, we talked about that already. Mm-hmm. We talked about people we met inside, the Trump supporters, everybody seemed pretty nice.
Yeah.
You know, talkative. So. The guy and lady next to us talked to us. Mm-hmm. Energy, feel of the room. We talked about that. I don't think we really talked to too many other people besides the people around us in line and then the people next to us sitting down. That was pretty much it. Did you talk to people when you were in line for trying to get water?
Not really. I just kind of eavesdropped.
Okay. And there was no dissent in the crowd.
No, I wouldn't say.
I was wondering that because uh-huh. I was wondering if when we got in there, I was like, I wonder if there's people attending that, you know, are, you know, uh-huh. don't like Trump.
Right.
You know, and they're here to
protest,
you know, see what he has to say and they're yeah. not happy with him. And
right.
if we would, but I didn't hear any of that. I didn't see any of that. Not to say wasn't there because it was a huge.
Yeah.
Thousands of people. So, but I didn't notice any of that.
Yeah.
And if there was somebody, I would think that it was very few and far between and drowned out by the crowd.
Yeah, I didn't notice anybody. And I remember when we walked in, there were announcements that they played every few minutes or so, and they said like if someone
that's right.
disturbs
the if they said if there was a protester that was causing problems, like uh-huh. starting to get fights in the crowd or whatever,
right.
to not engage with them.
Right.
Do not engage. Uh-huh. And to, what was it they said?
I think they said, like, put your hands up and
put
yell.
Put your hands up and yell Trump
three times.
Trump,
yes.
Trump.
I thought that was hysterical.
Yeah, like, who's going to hear that? You know?
I bet that was Trump's idea.
Probably.
Have them yell my name three times. Better yet,
and
five.
Security will come running.
Yes.
Yeah, yes. that was pretty funny. I was like, what did they just say? And uh-huh. like you said, they did say it probably
yeah.
a few times. They repeated the
they
same
repeated,
announcements. Yeah.
yeah.
But yeah, I didn't notice anybody that was protesting or anything once we were in the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
I was very surprised at just all the walks of life.
Yeah.
Everything that you can even think of.
Yeah, it was awesome.
I was surprised.
Yeah, there was some diversity,
not a lot. Yeah,
not a lot.
Not
but
a lot.
A lot of families.
But more than I thought there would be.
College age mm-hmm. kids.
Yeah, college
students.
Kids, yeah.
A lot of older adults. A lot of people with disabilities.
Yes.
Yeah.
I noticed that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was surprised about that.
Mm-hmm.
I was surprised. I really honestly was surprised at how many people were there.
Yeah, I heard just, there were, because there was a capacity of 11,000, but then there were another 3,000 on the floor,
okay,
I think. So I heard
okay.
14,000.
Which is right what you guessed at. Remember?
Yeah,
you
right around there.
Like 14, 15 or something like that when we were in there.
Yeah.
I was
that amazed
there's
me.
There's like 20,000 people in here.
Yeah. That was pretty amazing. A lot of people. Yeah.
It was just, to me, it was like, I don't think I've ever been to any kind of event with that many people except for a football game.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And
even concerts. I mean, I've been, I guess maybe a concert,
mm-hmm. here,
but I don't go to a lot of concerts because I don't do well with crowds typically, so.
Yeah. So, lessons learned.
Did
you learn a lesson?
Lessons learned.
Mm-hmm.
I think I did. It did kind of really remind me that I'm in the middle, you know,
mm-hmm.
I'm more towards the middle line than the far mm-hmm. line.
Mm-hmm.
It did remind me of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I heard a lot of things that, you know, that I'm like, yeah, that's a little much for me. You know,
mm-hmm.
the whole build the wall chant. I did not like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so I think that definitely, you know, solidified. I mean, I think I knew, but I didn't really ever think about it.
Mm-hmm.
So just being there and kind of having those feelings here and there. It was like, yep, you know. So,
yeah.
What about you?
Well, I guess I was surprised afterwards when the few people that I told that I went and their reaction to what a Trump voter is and what they have in their mind. And I really think that a lot of people think that Trump voters are aliens. Like they have no, like they don't know anybody and they have this vision of what they see on the media.
Yeah.
And so part of the reason why I wanted to go is to see if that could be disproved. Mm-hmm. And I think it definitely did. Like I saw a lot of just really just
down to earth.
I mean, it was families. Just like, yeah, it was families and people were very caring towards each other and they were having fun and you know, it was just,
and I bet it'd be the same way when you think about it. If a, you know, somebody like me were to go to a, you know, the opposite way.
Right.
Although I tend to be a little more open-minded than a lot of people, but a lot of people I know who are, you know, a little more staunch Republicans, you know, I bet they feel probably the same way about, Democrats. You know, they kind of think of the whole, when you see the Antifa and, and, you know, they think of them as just crazy, you know, maniacal, you know, sometimes with all that.
Yeah.
And so I think probably the majority of us are a little more towards that middle line than, you know, the far left and the far right.
Right. And I think on, you know, on TV, in the media, I think it's the far left and the far right.
Yeah,
the far right
that get most of the coverage. Yeah, I think that's what they focus on because that's what's more interesting or what gets more attention.
Right.
You know?
Right. And so when I explain to people, that no, it was just like going to a football game or just like going to a concert and you're waiting in line and you're talking to people and they're like, oh, okay.
Well, and you even said to the guy in front of us in line that you were a registered Democrat and he totally was like, oh, and started talking about, you know, just it was totally didn't act crazy about it or anything.
Right.
Which so. I thought that was good that you felt comfortable enough to say that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So. let's see. Is there anything else?
Not sure.
I'm not sure what that means either.
I can't really think of anything like that. We were lucky. We had great parking.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I think the funniest thing with the protesters was when they started singing that song. That was kind of funny.
Yeah.
And then it was kind of petered out where it was just like one person singing. Like, I think they were even like, stop.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe they saw how like non-threatening we were. We're just like
maybe.
People waiting like, in line.
Hey.
Yeah. Yeah. I just noticed how it like tapered out. the one last person sings like, hey guys.
Yeah.
Like they elbow the person next to them like, sing. So it's not just me.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That was kind of funny.
So, anyway.
Surprised. Anything surprised you made you feel differently? I think we already covered that.
Yeah, I think we covered.
Oh, how did he appear to you in person? Was he what you expected? That would be more for you, right? It was exactly what I expected.
Exactly.
Even what he said, like I remember at one point I looked at you and I was like, well, that was a pretty generalized statement.
Yeah. I forget what it was he said.
Yeah, I do too. But, but it was exactly what I expected.
Yeah.
And he, you know, he liked to get the crowd riled up, not riled up, but like, you know, get them to be like, boo, you know, and all that. So, and I do think he has, you know, a magnetic energy that people really are drawn to.
Oh, yeah.
I think, you know, to me, he seemed that way there, too. That's what that person asked. Did you feel the energy?
Yeah.
And so I think you covered all of these, too.
Yeah.
Why did you go? What did you expect to see? What did you see?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, is there anything else you wanted to share?
I'm glad you went with me. It would not have been near as fun by myself. In fact, I probably, as soon as we got in that arena and we were packed in with those people, I probably would have had a panic attack.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm glad that you were with me.
Yeah, and I'm glad I'm glad I went. I'm glad I went with you. Yeah. And
I thought it was a really good experience.
I thought it was a good experience. Yeah. And, you know, part of me was like, oh, I shouldn't go because of what people will say or mm-hmm. what people, the reaction people will give me. But you know what? It's a free country. And I wanted to see someone speak. Mm-hmm. And
well,
I wanted
and if
to.
If they truly like you, that's not going to matter.
Right. Yeah.
You know?
So, it was really cool to feel the energy and, mm-hmm. and everything. And so, yeah, I'm glad I went too.
And then I think another part of it was kind of exciting because it was like, that's what everybody was talking about, and mm-hmm. and that was what was on the news and in the paper and all that, and they were like, we were there.
Yeah, like, my life is not exciting, like,
yeah.
ever. So,
yeah, me either.
So that was, like, a really yeah. exciting, like, 5 hours for
yeah,
me, so.
Yeah. It was fun, and I mean, I didn't talk about it a ton at work because it's mostly.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah.
But I had a good time, and I'm glad we went. I was back and forth for a minute there, but
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
glad we went.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.